Self-publishing a book online can be so stinking overwhelming, and if you've tuned in to my podcast or subscribed to my YouTube channel, which I hope you've done both, you will probably see that there is tons and tons and tons and tons of information. And I don't blame you if you ever look at this and go, good Lord, where do I start? Well, I'm going to be starting a new series here on this podcast about self-publishing a book online, and we're going to start it off with the five-ton behemoth, the online juggernaut known as Amazon and their platform called Kindle Direct Publishing. We're going to be talking about some of the pros, cons, and features of that platform, so make sure you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is, of course, the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, and I'm tickled to death that you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me to talk about something that I obsess over, and that is self-publishing books. And this is episode 62. Before we start to jump into things, I want to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you in part by Publisher Rocket. Get your hands on my go-to resource for keyword and category research, competition analysis, and AMS keywords. If you're not entirely satisfied with Publisher Rocket in the first 30 days, then here, return it. It's that simple. They'll give you a full refund. They have no issues about it, and I have no issues if you do that as well. To find out more details about Publisher Rocket, visit our affiliate link at dalelinks.com/rocket. Again, that's dalelinks.com/rocket. I've got a link inside the show notes here of this podcast if you want to go ahead and click on that to go visit more. But before you do, why don't we go ahead and let's talk about this, self-publishing a book online. It's so funny, when I broke into this business in 2014, about 6 years ago, technically seven, because it was 2013 I started looking around. In 2014, if you would have told me all this information, I would have quit. I would have said, nope, staying with my day job, because that sounds like a lot of work. And folks, it really is. But I'm going to try to make it as simple as possible here for you. I'm going to tell you some options over the coming weeks, and today is where we're going to be starting out with the best first steps for any newbie in this business. And to me, I think the best first step is going to be Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing. You know, why is that? Well, Amazon is huge. And I think, and I have to say anecdotally speaking here, 60 to 70% of online publication sales are derived from Amazon's platform. That's pretty crazy to think about, that they are bringing in the lion's share of global publication profits. So why not get yourself aligned with something like that, especially if you're new to the business? Because you can try to publish it on your own and maybe fulfill it through your own website, but if you don't have a following, then who the heck's going to know? It's like shouting into an empty room. But Amazon, you can go in, and it's more closely resembling a crowded arena that you can shout into, but at least a few people will be able to hear you in the process. Now, I'm not going to go exhaustively into every single last stinking feature there is, but I'm going to try to cover at least the main things when it comes to the Kindle Direct Publishing platform. And the very first thing to note is you can publish ebooks and print books. They don't have audiobooks yet, but they started out right about 2008, and it was just ebooks alone. And then about late 2018, they shifted CreateSpace over to the KDP platform, and that's why they now have ebooks and print books. Let's start out with ebooks first. Ebooks, you can get paid two different ways. You are paid a 70% royalty if you price your ebook between $2.99 and $9.99. Not too bad. Now, if you want to price outside of that range of $2.99 and $9.99, you get 35% royalty. I know, boo hiss. Because, I mean, what if you're putting out this stellar ebook and you want to price it, say, $19.99? Well, bad news. You're going to get paid the same if you price it at $9.99 at 70%. As you would $19.99 at 35%. I know, rather frustrating, right? Yeah. It's their game. We're just playing it. They also have a tool that's called the KDP Select Program. Now, this is not a must. You do not have to use this. This is completely optional. But it is important to note that it is an exclusivity program for ebooks only. That means that if you enroll your ebook in the KDP Select Program, then you agree to not distribute it anywhere else during that 90-day period. Okay, you're probably going, well, what's the deal? Why would I want to do that? What if I want to publish elsewhere? And that's good argument. KDP Select Program is involved in a subscription-based pool known as the KDP Select Global Fund. And any book that enrolls in the KDP Select Program is part of like a library-based system. So customer-facing, it's called Kindle Unlimited or the Kindle Owner's Lending Library. And anytime someone checks out your book or borrows it through this library system, they're going to read it. And hopefully as they read through it, you're going to get paid for every page read. And it roughly works out to less than half a cent per page read. Now you're probably going, boo hiss, that stinks. Let's stay with it for just a moment here. Because when they do borrow your book and they do read it, it influences your Amazon bestseller rank. Are you confused yet? I know it can be very overwhelming. So you can change your Amazon bestseller rank anytime someone purchases your book. But if somebody borrows your ebook that is enrolled in the KDP Select program, that influences your Amazon bestseller rank. It's what I call the unfair advantage. Now, is it going to be good for everybody? Possibly not. A lot of people believe that this program more than favors those that write fiction because fiction readers are most likely to consume lots upon lots upon lots of content. Whereas with nonfiction, it's kind of like, oh, read it, done. Okay, that's it. There's not as many voracious nonfiction readers in the Kindle Unlimited or Kindle Owner's Lending Library program. So it's just kind of something to think about. Now, I need to kind of reiterate this. When you do opt your book into the KDP Select program, it is a 90-day exclusivity program, and it's for ebooks only, not print. It is not available for your print book. If you print through KDP, it doesn't affect it whatsoever. Distribution rights are completely separate when it comes to ebook and print books. And this is not just through Kindle Direct Publishing. This is across every major platform. The other advantage about having the KDP Select program is you actually get two promotional strategies you can use during the course of a 90-day period that you're opted into it. There is the free deal, and you can actually offer your book up for free for up to 5 days at a time. Or, you know, you can use 1 day and then later on use 3 days. Either way, you have 5 days during a 90-day period. And then there's another program that's called the Kindle Countdown Deal. And you get 7 days every 90 days. And it's only available through US and UK. So that means if you do a Kindle Countdown Deal, it's not going to pop up, say, in Amazon Brazil or Amazon Spain. It just doesn't work that way. The Kindle Countdown Deal works in that you can discount your book and it puts a timer on your product page. And that creates a sense of scarcity for the people that are browsing. And also, much like the free deal, the Kindle Countdown Deal will also put you into a special category. And if you do really, really well during your period of promoting it, Amazon's going to push it like crazy. I've done Kindle Countdown Deal with some great results before. Really, really love it. So if you ever want to see a very nice payday, as long as you promote those promotions, you can see a very, very good return. All right, so we've breezed through ebooks. Let's take a look at print books. Because print books, it gets a little bit different. And again, remember, KDP Select Program, we were talking about that before, does not apply to print books whatsoever. In fact, there's some features that are available for ebook that aren't available for print book. KDP Select Program is one of them, and pre-orders is another one. You can put your ebooks on pre-order, but you can't do it for your print books. So here's how print books work. You're paid 60% royalty minus the print fees and setup fees. And that can be kind of confusing at first. The reason is, based on the type of book that you're going to do, okay, the number of pages will influence how much it costs to print your book. They charge by page that you're printing out. Now, you're not going to have to pay for it. The customer ends up picking up the bill when they order your book. Generally speaking, now I'm going to say generally speaking, most print books, when it's all said and done, you get all the print fees removed, it can generally be about a 35% royalty. I know you're kind of going, but think of it this way. You could either A, do print on demand like this, or B, you can go buy a bunch of books and hope that people will purchase it from you. If I've got the audience, I'll go for that. But if I don't have the audience, and if you're new to the business, then this actually is a pretty good model. There are 12 trim sizes. Now, when I say trim sizes, that means sizes of books. So like 6x9, 8.5x11, 8x10. And each of these trim sizes you can select, and you can also do customized sizes. And some of the sizes that they have available aren't available for specific types of distribution. I'll get to that in just a minute here. Generally speaking, I think it might be 8 to 9 of the different trim sizes you can, you know, take advantage of and still get that additional distribution. You're allowed to have matte covers, which is like a smooth finish, or glossy covers, which is, you know, like what you would think. It's glossy. It's shiny. It's nice to the touch. And the types of paper you can have are white or cream paper. And if you're doing full color, it'll automatically use white paper. Actually, it's a different type of a stock that you use altogether. This is a question I get often, and it is, can I put a couple of full color pictures into my book and still have it be black and white? So they're asking, can I do color and black and white? It's either or. Unfortunately, it's either or, because they're doing the print on demand publishing through a specific printer. And when they run that print run, they don't do it on two separate, you know, they're not going to say print out on black and white, and they're not going to do it and print it out on, say, full color. So you got to do it all or nothing. And the really bad thing, and I want to warn you ahead of time, if you ever see this, you're going to get sticker shock. Printing full color is a nightmare as far as the cost goes, because it's considerably more per page. So if you're ever considering, like, oh man, I want to put out this 300 page, you know, photo book, and I'm going to sell it for 10 bucks. It won't happen like that. Sadly, it's going to probably be closer to, say, like $30 or $40 for something like that. So just a fair warning. You know, it's not like they're trying to tax you to death, but you know, Amazon's got to make a little bit of money in the process. All right, so I told you about something that was extra distribution. Actually, it's called expanded distribution. An expanded distribution is an option. You don't have to take advantage of it. You do get less royalties. And actually, I believe it's, you get 60% for print. You get 40% for expanded distribution. So there's a small cut that's being taken away because there's a middleman. And that middleman is actually a company known as Ingram Content Group. And more specifically, they have a subsidiary that's called Lightning Source. And Lightning Source fulfills the print runs for expanded distribution. With expanded distribution, you're able to reach beyond Amazon.com. So your book is going out into libraries and institutions. It's going into different stores online like Walmart and Target and such. So is it worth it? You know, it remains to be seen. So what I would say is for expanded distribution, if you want to take advantage of it without having to do a bunch of extra work, then you may want to go ahead and go directly over to, say, Ingram Content Group through Ingram Spark, and then you'll be able to get just a bit more. Me, I just go ahead and I do utilize expanded distribution. You know, it could create a lot more work if I just try to go over and publish through Ingram Spark, but that's just my opinion. Okay, so we've talked about the ebooks and we've talked about the print books. Let's go ahead and just segue over into one additional feature and one perk and one benefit of utilizing Kindle Direct Publishing, and that is Amazon Advertising, formerly known as Amazon Marketing Services. So if you ever hear me say AMS, that's what I'm referencing, is Amazon Advertising. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, whoop-de-doo, Dale, why can't I just go ahead and just open an Amazon Advertising account and I can just go ahead and publish through, say, Ingram Spark and use their distribution to Amazon and I can use the ads? It just doesn't work that way. The integration for Amazon Advertising directly integrates with the KDP dashboard. So that way it can pull up your ebooks and your print books and you can run ad campaigns. Now, why is this so important? I've long touted that Amazon Advertising is the dead simple way of marketing to a warm audience, because people go to Amazon to spend money. They come there to buy things. So chances are very likely when they're doing a search and it pulls up your ad and it gets served to them, they're probably going to click on your page, go take a look at it, and potentially buy it. Whereas if you're doing, say, ads through Facebook or Google, nothing wrong with either one of those avenues, you're more often than not dealing with a cold audience. Now, I know there's going to be some ad nerds out there that go, well, you know, if I've got an email list, I can remarket and retarget. Well, you know, let's take a step back. You're still dealing with a cold audience most instances, and I would just recommend Amazon Advertising and working that into your plan. But is KDP going to be something that everybody should use? I mean, this depends. It depends a lot. I'm going to talk about that one final tip when it comes to publishing online and utilizing Kindle Direct Publishing. But before we do, I just want to get you involved in one of my missions right now. This year in 2020, it's my mission to positively impact indie authors and self-publishers throughout the world. In fact, I would like to positively impact 100,000 indie authors and self-publishers. How do I do that? By giving you information that can help move the needle, help educate and inform you, help make a difference in your life, whatever that positive impact is. And the way that I can do that is through my YouTube channel. And right now, we're just shy of 1/3 of the way to 100K. And I want you to join me in that mission. So we're going to go ahead. We're on our way to 100K, and I want you to be part of that. So if you want to learn more about writing and publishing books that sell, might I recommend that you subscribe to my YouTube channel over at dalelinks.com/YouTube. Here it is, the final tip. When it comes to Kindle Direct Publishing, who should publish there? Who is the person that should do that? I would recommend that if you're new to writing and publishing, Kindle Direct Publishing is the best first step. Now, is it the only option? No, but I believe it's the best first step. Between free resources you can find online, like my channel and my podcast, free resources including KDP's Jumpstart program, which is a free online course, and they show you how to use their platform best. And with the fact that it's 100% free to upload there, you don't need to have your own ISBN there. You can use their free stuff. You don't need to have upload fees. You can re-upload as many times as your heart desires. Kindle Direct Publishing is a fantastic first option for newbies. Now, anyone needing to reach a massive audience, KDP's the place. Because Amazon has so much reach that it's one of the best places to be able to leverage to build your own audience and start to grow it over, say, over through your own website, through your social media, so on and so forth. Who is KDP not for? Well, if you want to be 100% independent, if you want to take all the burden and the infrastructure of building out your own online store, of getting your own following elsewhere through social media and beyond, then it may not be for you. That's okay. That's all right. A good friend of mine here is Ashney Christ. She actually launched an ebook and was able to profit tens of thousands of dollars. And guess what? She fulfilled it herself. She didn't have to go to Amazon, and that's because she already had that following. So if you have a following, maybe KDP's not for you. But I would just implore you that you take a moment and just consider using Kindle Direct Publishing and leveraging the Amazon platform and growing your presence online as an indie author. Hey, as we start to wrap up today's podcast, I want to, of course, ask for one small little thing. It's subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and leave a review. I've got two new reviews I noticed over on the Apple platform, and I'm going to share those in the coming weeks here. And speaking of, join me in next week's podcast. We're going to be talking about publishing to Apple. Ooh, that's the Amazon alternative that people may know about, but you may not know some of the nice little perks, pros, and cons of being on that platform. In the meantime, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.